Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, April 19th, 2025. Earlier today, with the rain pouring down in the second and third innings, Hoosier pitching gave up 14 runs as Maryland cruised to a run rule victory at Bart Kauffman Field. After a rain delay, things settled down on the mound, and Devin Taylor hit his 48th career home run, eclipsing the program mark. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest. Cole Gilley today, he looked like he was still throwing strikes, but I guess we would assume that part of his assortment wasn't working the way that he wanted to.
Yeah, we pitched obviously his strength, which is what he's done all year with the off-speed stuff. They're good against off-speed and didn't have some of the fastball command to be able to finish guys with the fastball situations. One hits one guy with the fastball in, and so you if you're going to be reliant heavily off speed, which he has been more and more the last few weeks, just the ability to land the fastball and beat some barrels and finish guys, get the strikeout, a lot of long at bats and a lot of contact late in counts for hits, and so the inability to get the fastball where needed to for a strike and then land it made it really hard. But you knew going into it that his strength is kind of their strength, but you had hoped that you'd be able to navigate through it, some double play balls. We got one, and that we could kind of pitch our way through it and around it and then land the fastball when we needed to, and we just weren't able to do that.
How much of a factor was grip, I guess, for those guys in the first two innings?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we gave up 6 and 8, and then the rest of the game we gave up 2 or 3, so I would imagine there was definitely a part of it that was a factor. They had to pitch in similar conditions, and they got it done when we didn't, but I would say with those guys, Holderfield's a sinker, changeup guy, and sidearm, and Gilley's a primarily cutter, slider, changeup guy, and so that's, I would say that without making excuses, that I'm sure impacted a little bit of that probably.
Is there any consideration to hold off Gilley with the rain coming in?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time looking at it, talked to all the folks, and they were confident it was going to go north of us. I kind of joked with one of the workers. I said, you know, the good thing is that I'll get to make a decision. I'm sure it'll be wrong, and then I'll have to go in front of everybody and tell everybody how it didn't work. So that's part of making a decision. That's part of being the head coach. You're like a 40% sports psychologist, 40% meteorologist, and 20% baseball coach. And that's what you have to do. You make the best decision you can. We thought it was going to go north of us. It did not. It did not go north of us. As we could clearly see. So the good thing is it'll be a nice day for the rest of the afternoon for it to drive home. And so, yeah, I feel bad. I feel really bad. I don't know if it changed the outcome of the game or not, but you feel bad as a coach when you try to make the right decision, and it didn't work. And so that's my responsibility ultimately, and I didn't make the right choice.
Kind of an unfortunate scenario in the way that it ended up, but Devin Taylor finally getting number 48. Just talk about him eclipsing the program record.
Yeah, that's what I talked to him the first. Talked to the guys the first thing about was just an incredible achievement of consistent great play. You just have to not only be right for a short period of time or for a season, you have to be right for a long time, and then to do it in 3 years, whoever the coach is that didn't play him for the first 3 or 4 weeks of his freshman year probably slowed him down even more. But yeah, just an incredible achievement for a guy that wasn't a prolific home run hitter in high school, just to show up and hit, 15 to 20 homers every year for 3 years is incredible. And, a statement on him as a player, but also Coach Rutherford working with him every day, and Lance Durham is high school hitting guy that works with him, a lot, and his dad, and obviously, most of all, Devin's hard work and commitment to being a great player every day. And it's not just in the cages. It's in the weight room. It's how you live. It's being you're being focused in the box, not throwing the bats away, your competitiveness, getting a good counts, all the little things that go into – there's a lot of guys that hit the ball hard. There's not a lot of guys that hit the ball hard all the time, and he does that. And so, obviously, when you do that, you have a chance for good things to happen. But I don't think anybody – I thought he'd be a really good player when he came to college. I don't think anybody would have thought he would break the career home run record in less than 3 years.
Anything else, guys?
You talked about getting up off the mat. Rubber match tomorrow. This is obviously just one game. So how do you guys kind of reset going into Sunday?
Yeah, I told him. I said, hey, they got punched in the mouth last night. We hit them. either up 6-1 in the eighth and lose the game, and you got hit in the mouth today, and you have to get up and go back to work. You know, I think they run ruled Oregon last week on Saturday. Oregon came back and won the series. I think they may have run ruled UCLA one game as well, and UCLA came back and won the series. So, yeah, unfortunate. I don't know if the rain would have changed Cole's outing or not. He's been amazing all year, or Holderfield's outing or not. What is, and so it happened. But now you just get back up and go play again. There's no point in the locker room belaboring it or beating somebody up over it. It happened. Those are guys that have been great for us all year. It didn't work today. And just go back and play.
Indiana and Maryland will play a rubber match for the series at 12 noon Eastern on Easter Sunday at Bart Kaufman Field. See you at the Bart.